Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, hour number two, thank you so much for spending your hump day with us. We greatly appreciate it. And lots going on. Obviously, we're going to be talking more about the fallout from Zellner in his loss. We'll be talking more about the fallout from just far-left progressives and even socialists. As Carl Calabrese said, that's the direction many in the National Party want to go. We'll see if the Deep South, if Middle America, you know, my entire life, I have heard Democrats are going to take over Texas. Texas will be blue someday. If you continue to go further and further left, and which is, hey, I'm not one to give Democrats advice, but that'll never happen. You know, Democrats in Texas, Democrats in Alabama, even Democrats in North Carolina and in parts of Virginia that aren't Northern Virginia, they're not going to go for this far left socialist stuff. Now, Virginia has the same problem as New York State. Upstate, you know, Northern Virginia runs the state of Virginia, just like New York City runs New York State. But if you're talking about on a national scale, you know, this is another discussion when I was talking about the how quickly the Tea Party disappeared with Lucas Buckley. You know, I said, do you think Zoran Mamdani wins a swing state? I mean, honestly, think about that. Like, yes, do I think that the New York State Democrat Party, the DSA, the Democratic Socialist of America, will be the Democratic Party in New York State in the next 10 years at this trajectory. But nationally, I just don't see that happening. I don't see a Mamdani type, an AOC type, winning a swing state. You know, I mean, listen to Josh Shapiro. Josh Shapiro and I obviously disagree politically on a lot of things, but Josh Shapiro is not a far extreme left liberal. He's pro-fracking, for crying out loud. In New York State, you can't be a liberal and be pro-fracking. Do you see a Mamdani type winning the state of Pennsylvania? I just don't see that happening. So again, for us here in New York State, yeah,
I think the Democratic Party is moving more and more to be the Democrat Socialist of America Party. I just don't see on a national level how a DSA-backed candidate wins a national election. I think the swing states, and we saw that. I mean, Trump, do you think a state that went for Trump, a Pennsylvania, a Michigan, a North Carolina, a Georgia, do you think socialism is gonna take off there? Do you think socialism is gonna win in those states? I just don't see it. But again, in the cities, in your New York states, in your California, in your Illinois, yeah, of course. Of course, we're already seeing it. We're already seeing it start to take over. By the way, I mentioned Shapiro, so I got to play this beauty of a clip. This is him talking about vaccines and just how quickly the left really wants you to forget what they were acting like during COVID.
I think Democrats are the party of real freedom that allows women to make decisions over their own bodies, allows parents like me and my wife, Lori, to make decisions over what vaccines our kids are going to be able to get, that they can read the books that they want to read, not have certain one banned by certain politicians. The point I'm making here is that we can be a pro-freedom party and a pro-growth party, a pro-safety party, a pro-education party. That is what we're doing in Pennsylvania. We're winning in Pennsylvania.
Now, again, that's Josh Shapiro talking about in Pennsylvania. Do you think the Democratic Party is the Freedom Party? Do you think the Democratic Party is the party of safety? I mean, honestly, think about that. He talks about freedom of vaccines. We have a county executive who pretty much told you couldn't leave your house if you didn't get the COVID vaccine. You couldn't go to a Bills game. You couldn't go to a Sabres game. You couldn't go to a concert. You couldn't go to any event if you didn't have your papers. And that was the case in most blue states. So for Josh Shapiro, and again, if you said, Joe, you have to pick a Democrat, Josh Shapiro on a national level, Josh Shapiro is the Democrat I'm picking, okay? But it doesn't mean he's right even 50% of the time. Because he's absolutely wrong. The Democratic Party is not the party of freedom. They are the party that they don't want you to... They want to limit how much money you can earn. I mean, how can you say that with a straight face? How can you say that and honestly believe what you're saying? The Democratic Party is not the party of freedom. They want to punish Elon Musk for being too successful. Okay? They think Donald Trump and everyone that served in his administration should go to jail because they don't like their policies. This is the party of freedom? That's crazy. Okay, as I said, I wanted to get talking about downtown Buffalo. You know, one of my favorite topics is focusing in on downtown Buffalo. And no, it's not because I want to pick on downtown Buffalo. When I say this, I mean it. I honestly wish nothing but the best. I want the best downtown. I am a Western New Yorker. I want what's best for Western New York, okay? And I mean that. But downtown Buffalo is on, you talk about a trajectory, is on a fastly declining trajectory. I want it to turn around. I've told you this a million times. If Sean Ryan turns around downtown Buffalo, I will be the first one to applaud him and say, Sean, Mayor, I was wrong. I was wrong about everything. Right? Just as I am prepared. I was not wrong about Station 12, by the way. My criticisms through Station 12 were 100% accurate. But I am ready to go congratulate Sean Lavin and Erie County on what will hopefully be an economic boom when Station 12 opens. And from what I've been told, I'll be invited to the whatever ribbon cutting or whatever ceremony they have there, which is great. It's great. I appreciate that. So I'll be the first to congratulate, because Western New York, Erie County, we need a downtown Buffalo that people actually want to go visit. We need a downtown Buffalo where people feel safe. We need a downtown Buffalo where there's something to do, right? That's what we need. So we're looking back 10 years. Do you remember 10 years ago? 10 years, Donald Trump was running for president against Hillary Clinton. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, 10 years ago. Well, 10 years ago, we had the world's largest rubber duck, which I thought was stupid. Okay? But I have a kid now, and I think my kid will love seeing the rubber duck. See, my mind's changed over 10 years. I've become more pro-duck. Okay? But 10 years ago, the rubber duck was downtown. Kanye West had the floating stage and I believe had a concert at downtown Buffalo. It was also when people were saying that downtown was experiencing a renaissance. Now, some people will debate that comment, but there was more to do 10 years ago downtown. And you had people going downtown to visit restaurants. You had people downtown even when there was nothing going on downtown. Okay? And yeah, it was hopeful. The Buffalo News points this out, and I'll actually agree with the Buffalo News for once. It when you went downtown in 2016, 2017, you had a vibe that, yeah, you know what? Maybe we can come back. Maybe we can make something of this mess that is downtown Buffalo. Well, 10 years later, and that's not the feeling when you go downtown. Now, on a nice summer day, you'll have people on the waterfront. You'll have people at Liberty Hound. You'll have people on the bars that are still open, on the patios, of course. But then nighttime comes. You don't have as many people as you had during the day. And if it's a rainy day, there's no one downtown because there's nothing to do. Unless the Bisons are playing, but the Bisons don't play in the rain. Now, this weekend, another great opportunity to show off downtown Buffalo. Right? Again, a missed opportunity when the NCAAs were here, when the NCAA tournament rounds 1 and 2 were here. And now you've got another opportunity to show off downtown Buffalo. And what will people see when they walk into the arena? A pile of bricks. Our friends from Toronto will see a pile of bricks. And on the other side of the arena, you'll see some nice bars, a lot of empty buildings. You drive on further down the street, past the ships, you'll see a huge, decrepit, empty hotel where we were told we're moving fast on the hotel. Are you? Are you moving fast on that? But what's happened in the last 10 years? Is there anything to do downtown Buffalo? The last 10 years ago to now, when this rubber duck docks up in downtown Buffalo, it is not going to see the same vibrant, positive vibes, upward trajectory that many people believed downtown Buffalo was facing. Now, yes, you have concerts at Terminal B sometimes, but you also have lost 10 popular restaurants and bars. You're not able to get a soccer stadium. We've been now talking about a soccer stadium for like 3 years. And all we hear from our elected officials, well, it'd be really nice if we could get one downtown. Make it happen. Make it happen. You know, I continue to say the biggest mistake the city of Buffalo made, consider all of this, the debt and everything, the biggest mistake the Common Council and Mayor Byron Brown made was not getting a somewhere downtown stadium ready. Because I still believe, more than Mark Poloncarz believes the Bills are moving to Austin, I actually believe that if downtown, if the city of Buffalo had done infrastructure improvements, had made a space ready for a stadium, that the Buffalo Bills would be playing in downtown Buffalo next season. I believe that. The city of Buffalo did nothing. They did nothing. And then they blamed the Pegulas when the Pegulas didn't want to move to downtown. Well, what did you do to attract them? What did you do, members of the council? What did you do, Mayor Brown, to attract the Bills downtown? That would have been a game changer. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm excited to go to this new stadium. We talked about it yesterday. And I have nothing against Orchard Park. I loved living in Orchard Park. But You want something that would have boosted downtown Buffalo. Imagine a stadium downtown on the water. That would have boosted business. That would have brought 70,000 people, which right now the roads downtown can't handle 70,000 people, but that would have brought 70,000 people downtown. That would have almost forced a renaissance downtown. But no, just like so many other things, the city of Buffalo just expected something to come to them. Well, you're going to come to Buffalo, right? You want to be downtown, right? Well, not if downtown's not ready. Not if downtown can't handle the traffic of a 65,000 person stadium. I mean, my gosh, you ever leave the arena after a sold out event? What time do you get home if you live in Amherst, in Clarence, in Orchard Park, in Hamburg? That's downtown Buffalo. In 10 years, we've gone from, oh, maybe there's something here. And you guys remember when I was first hosting, I would always talk about how much better downtown was than when I was in school. Just look at the arena. When I was in school, there was a parking lot in front of the arena. Now you got the Harbor Center, thanks to the Pagulas. You've got, you know, one of the old brick buildings is now a great bar, thanks to the Pagulas. And yeah, that stuff is still there. But then the progress kind of stopped. It took 15 years plus to get something in the hole that was left by the odd. We kind of reverted back to what we had been used to for decades before. So a question that I pose at least once a month, ladies and gentlemen, what is the problem facing downtown Buffalo and what will bring you downtown? And you're going to say, well, Joe, why are you doing this topic again? I'm doing this topic again because the rubber duck is coming to town. And 10 years ago, there was a lot more of a positive feeling about downtown when the rubber duck was downtown than there is now. 803-0930, star 930. Rick in South Buffalo kicks us off. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Joe. I don't know anything about the rubber duck. But I do know that I've been in Buffalo for all my life and I know that back in the 50s, before they put the light rail in, that was Main Street and Washington. That was the heart of the city. I mean, when the light rail came in the 80s, I believe, and virtually wiped out any parking that we have had available along Main Street. But I still maintain that the issue is not the venues or not the stadiums or whatever. It's the parking. People can't find a place to park. If they come down there, they go to a show at Shays or something around the corner, you got to pay $30 to park. I remember when they had the hockey tournament here, the junior hockey tournament here, before they converted the building. I think it was the Donovan building, converted to the Marriott or something. They were charging people from out of town $40 to park there right across from the stadium. And another example is like I used to work on at the airport as an ambassador. People came in from out of state when they had the bar exams here in Buffalo. They normally charge $6 at the parking lot, you know, city parking lot. But well, no, when they come in with the something like the bar exam, they jumped up from $6 to $20 a day. So Buffalo parking, they're a bunch of crooks. And unless they get that straight, they're always going to be wondering what to do in downtown Buffalo. They got to straighten out City Hall and their whole parking situation. That is a travesty, and that's going to keep people from going down there.
Yeah, Rick, I mean, the unfortunate thing is I will never expect the city to not turn down the easy money. But you're right. I mean, free parking. I remember when Saturday, Sundays, no matter where you parked downtown, it was free parking. And hey, yeah. All right, I don't have to pay. I'll go. I'll check these places out. Now, as you said, before I get out of my car, I'm down $40. That's a meal, you know?
It's not just the cost. I mean, people come from over on the other side of the border, and they know that they're going to get ripped off in downtown Buffalo. And until they change that whole idea, they're not going to have any success whatsoever. I think that Buffalo, City Hall, and the rest of them, they're a bunch of crooks. And they better get their act together, or Buffalo is never going to have any success at all downtown. That's all I got to say. That's a shame. Seeing that I grew up in Buffalo and everything, but what I see now is like they're crooks.
Hey, Rick, appreciate the call, man. Rick in South Buffalo. And, you know, someone pointed out, Joe, perhaps, but Cleveland had a stadium downtown on the water and just gave up on it. Yeah, but have you been downtown Cleveland? It's up and there's stuff to do. And they also have a baseball stadium downtown for a major league team. Don't get me wrong. I love the Bisons. And I think the Bisons do an amazing job. They are the one consistent summer event downtown every year. I love that we have the Bisons. I think everyone should go and support the Bisons. It's one of the best run minor league organizations in the country, okay? With that said, Cleveland has a Major League Baseball stadium. That brings in 20, 30,000 people 81 days out of the year, okay? So they have the attraction downtown. The football stadium downtown would have almost forced a renaissance in downtown Buffalo. But the city of Buffalo didn't have the long-term vision. And then when it doesn't go their way, they point and blame. 803-0930, starting at 30. If you're on hold, we'll get to you after the news with Mr. Tom Puckett on The Voice of Buffalo, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mounioncareers.com today.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.